town of Normal got some bad news about state funding from the Connect Transit general manager and made an appointment to the Connect Transit board. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us on Sound Ideas the day after most council meetings. Today, that's Mayor Chris Koos of Normal. Connect Transit general manager Isaac Thorne says the bus service for Bloomington Normal may have to use all its federal CARES Act money to replace state funding that might not happen this year because of the pandemic. Is that the appropriate place for the state to make up some of the current $1.1 billion drop in revenue compared to last year?
I think it is an appropriate place to use it to keep the system moving. That's a major funding source for Connect Transit, 65% of their budget. Isaac Thorne did say that it may be a cut. They just didn't know. So they're being cautious in holding those dollars that they can use for capital and operations so that they've got a viable service going forward.
COVID-19 cases are rising again across the nation, even in Illinois, which had a stronger than average response to the pandemic early on. Federal health officials say the first wave of the virus is in effect continuing. It's not just really a surge. So hopes of a return to economic normalcy were already pretty faint, and they're fading faster. Will the town be in a position to preserve transit service when CARES Act money runs out at the end of the fiscal year, and if the state still has no ability to restore funding?
Well, I think, that's going to be dependent on our state and federal partners going forward. As a system standalone funded by the town of Normal and the city of Bloomington, the answer to that would be, of course not. It would not be able to function in that environment. It depends on our partnership with the state and federal government to keep that moving.
How about the town? What are staff and council members talking about as measures to adjust to longer-term economic suppression that the pandemic is creating?
We still are being very conservative in our budgeting and predicting about a 10% decrease in revenues. You know, early on there has been some bright spots, but we're not convinced that they will stay bright in the long term. So we're very, very concerned about that. We may have to take additional steps in terms of reduced funding scenarios, and we'll address that as they come.
What are possible items on the menu of not-so-good choices in that event?
I wouldn't call it a menu because we haven't done that. We've talked around it. It could be things like cutting some of the services that we do, which we already did. We didn't hire any seasonal part-timers this year. We're trying to do everything in-house, not opening the swimming pools, so we'll save us in the neighborhood of $400,000 to $500,000 this year, things like that. If it gets worse, we're going to have to dig deeper.
The council has approved Tim McHugh as the new town appointee to the Connect Transit Board. He's in ISU students and housing areas. He also has a background in accessibility and in people with disabilities. We'll talk about the process, but first, why is your appointee, McHugh, a good person for what we should note as unpaid volunteer service on that body?
Well, Mr. McHugh came on my radar from the service he did with Bike and Pedestrian Plan. He volunteered to be on that committee. And I started hearing good things about him in his involvement in that committee. I took that to heart and had a conversation with him. I also had a scenario where one of my business ex-employees now works for Tim, so I kind of vetted how that relationship was, and it came back with very, very strong recommendations from that person. That, combined with the conversations that I had with him, and conversations that he had with a Connect Transit board member, I thought that was the right pick.
Council members Karen Smith and Stan Nord said they were uncomfortable about the selection process. They didn't know much about McHugh, hadn't met him. In Nord's case, the comment was that he refused a rubber stamp. Now, most appointees are just that, a rubber stamp. The council generally doesn't want to get bogged down in every single appointment, and there are a lot of them.
So, yeah, I wouldn't call it a rubber stamp. It's more of it's advice and consent. It's affirming that the mayor has the authority and made a pick. It is hard right now to get people to volunteer for these boards and commissions. And if we go to a situation where they have to go through a public interview process by seven different people that may not be in agreement on it, it's going to make it even harder for people. And so the other side of the coin for me is, what's the problem you're trying to fix? And in this situation, I will tell you, it's all political. This is a political issue going into Kinect Transit issues. There are people that have very strong opinions, so they want somebody on the board that reflects exactly their issue. That's not a good board appointment, in my opinion.
So when a board or panel becomes a hot button in the community, often a mayor will quietly and informally vet the nominee with council members as a way of heading off the kind of thing that happened the other evening. Did you do that in this case?
I did not.
All right. Should you?
As a tradition in my community, in communities all over the United States, boards and commission appointments are an executive decision. I told people that I had an appointment. I talked to some council members, and they were fine with the appointment. This is an executive appointment. This is how it's been done for 50 years in our community. Where is the problem? Where is my troublesome appointee? Where have mayors in Bloomington Normal around the area made bad decisions on that? All of a sudden now it's an issue. And again, it's a political issue. It has nothing to do with the process, in my opinion.
Town of Normal Mayor Chris Goose, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Glad to be with you, always.
I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is WGLT, Bloomington Normal's Public Media.